We then ask, how likely is it that these pathways will not be interrupted on a scale of 1 to 10? On the assumption that there's no second check on the calibration of this machine, there's a very high probability that these failure pathways will be fully open and that patients will be treated with doses that are in error by 3%. However, if there were to be a second check on the calibration, the detectabilities for the second and third failure pathways could be reduced, perhaps down to 2. This is exactly why we do second checks. However, it would be hard to identify any drift in the barometer with the type of second checks we normally do. So the severity for the first failure pathway would not drop much with a second check. Just to repeat, the high detectability values used here, meaning these failure pathways are very unlikely to be intercepted, are based on the assumption that there is no second checking.